This is the Ninja Rob Podcast with Marco Perazzo and Tim Carpenter, the podcast for the true martial artist.
And we are back. Is it on? Are we live?
Is he dead?
Is he dead? Welcome to the Ninja Rob Podcast. I'm your host, JB, with two of the most illustrious martial artists. Oh, they're not here. Tony, Marco, and Timmy. We're live from the Fortress of Grappletude. And hey, thank you for tuning in. If we hurt your feelings, it's your fault. Marco, that motherfucking haircut, son, is shitty sharp, nigga. I just want to say it out loud so the people know. Marco running these streets, you know what I mean? Looking real smooth out here, son. He looks kind of like the Dos Equis man a little bit, you know what I mean?
No, he looks like Gordon Ryan.
Nah.
He looks exactly like Gordon Ryan.
Yeah. Look like him, too.
Hey, man. Hey.
Almost.
Hey.
He looks exactly like Gordon Ryan right now.
Nice. Some people say I look like, who's the MMA fighter? Got caught for using steroids, but you'd have never thought.
Kamaru Usman.
No, almost.
John Jones?
No. Older, 265er.
Wow, which one was that one?
Catch wrestler.
Oh, Barnett.
Barnett. Josh, yeah. People are saying, yeah. Josh Barnett.
That physique you have.
And we're back to we're here. We're doing our thing. We've missed a few. Marco's okay. I already checked on that.
Yes, thank you.
He's
thank
good.
You,
yeah. I'm glad.
I appreciate it.
Timmy, you're good?
Better than you.
Hey. Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. For once.
Yeah. My body is dog shit right now. 100%. It hurts constantly. So, well, Margo, what do you think a good remedy for my pain is right now?
Wawa pizza.
Boom. There it is. Slam dunk.
And we are not sponsored by Wawa pizza, even though it wouldn't be a bad sponsorship to have.
Hey, man.
How many times have you had it?
Wawa pizza. Just once.
Oh, just got that.
It, you know what the good thing and the bad thing about Wawa is, if it doesn't go, then it's gone, yeah. Man. They fucking get
even
rid
if
of
you
it.
Like it.
Damn. Yeah, it's happened to me. A few sandwiches are gone.
They used to make salads. A s'more pie. I don't know if they still do or not.
Really?
But that was really good, yeah. It's like a graham cracker crust, chocolate marshmallow.
I do miss the old sandwich, you know, like back in the day sandwich making where you'd grab the roll, you know, the roll.
And they'd slice the meat.
Everything.
Yeah. More of a deli, yeah.
Yeah, I missed that part. But how good was it? On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think?
6.9.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah,
well, it is good.
Yeah. Where
it's
do you good. Put?
It's better than the middle of the road.
Your favorite? What's your favorite pizza?
Probably Pauly G's right now.
Yeah. What's that?
Like a nine in the nines. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So this is like you said, be good late night.
Late night, or you're.
What do you give Lorenzo's?
Oh, man, I've only had like Lorenzo's once.
Only once,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I mean, that's great late night.
I mean, you know what? I don't know. It's classic because I've only had it.
It's a giant slice.
It's
right?
It's drunk pizza, like, you know, and that's. I've had it in that particular state.
It's like four slices of regular pizza.
Right. It was always late night, not giving a shit.
Have you ever seen anybody do the South Philly taco deal?
Is that shit real?
I don't think that's made up.
No, yeah, I think the guy is just horse shit.
Yeah. Done for Instagram.
Yeah. And I wouldn't. Why would I take? I like gym steaks. Some people don't. Why would I take a gym steak and wrap it in Lorenzo's? Right. Like, I wouldn't do that. That doesn't make any sense.
I will probably try Wawa pizza tonight if they have it.
Nice.
It's still there.
Nice. That's
a little cheesy, but I mean, honestly.
You get toppings
exactly
on it?
What it says. A bit cheesy.
A bit cheesy, yeah.
But crispy and crunchy.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. I think crispy and crunchy is very important. You know what I mean? Very, very important. So, moving forward.
Yes.
Mark, will you put Edwards and Usman? I mean, Edwards and Covington?
I think Timmy put that up. But regardless.
I think you did.
Oh, maybe I did. Interesting fight. What do you think? Happening November 11th in New York.
Has Covington fought anybody since he lost MSG? To Kamaru Usman?
No, but, you know, the UFC's fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really want to see it.
Really?
Yeah, not.
It's a big one, though. It's going to be a big.
It'll
you know.
Be big, yeah. But
Covington can sell a fight.
Yes, he can. Yeah. He's about it.
But I think
it's not until November 11th. So
Usman smokes him.
Really? Because he's fighting. Because he's fighting Edwards.
I think Usman smokes him too. But Edwards smokes him, I believe.
Right.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think Edwards can smoke him. I think here's the chance for Covington to win the title.
Maybe. I don't think.
Has he ever had the title? No. Right.
Covington has his.
I think he might have the interim title. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I doubt it.
The Intercontinental.
Yeah.
He hasn't beat a lot of guys that you would think he should have fought in order to get to where he is. He hasn't fought a lot of, like Bilal Muhammad. He hasn't fought He hasn't fought like Wonder Boy. He hasn't fought a lot of the guys that normally you would have to get through. He beat Dos Anjos, who was moving up from 155. And then he had two close fights with Usman. But
Speaking of Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, we never really got into him not getting paid for not fighting. He was on the UFC card. His opponent missed weight by 3 pounds.
Okay.
And Stephen's like, no, I'm not going to fight him.
Yeah.
Is that why he didn't get paid?
Apparently.
Because he just
normally, I guess maybe it's not required, but normally when somebody, if you make weight, they pay you.
You as the fighter, right?
Yeah.
Really?
And your opponent does it, and the fight doesn't happen, you get paid.
But I think that, I don't know if, I guess that's not a contractual thing that they do that. It's just like,
well,
that's interesting. I think they really wanted him to fight anyway, and then they're like, well, if you don't fight, we're not getting paid anything.
Yeah, and it's been interesting because I know this had happened to him before, and he took the fight, and I think he might have lost, or something happened.
Oh, that makes sense.
Derailed, or it screwed up, I guess, his trajectory, and that was one of his feelings.
Then that's a smart call, then.
It's a smart call, but now it's also not fighting has screwed up his trajectory. It's gotten him out of favor with the UFC.
Yeah. So I heard one guy describing it. He's like, Wonder Boy's at the point in his career where he's got basically like one more
run,
sort of shot to get to a title. And the guy was saying it was smart that he didn't take this fight, but like you said, now the UFC's like, well, you're never going to get to the title now.
So the most common place is, from what I recall, is like they fight anyway, and then
you get a percentage of the other person's purse,
regardless, right? One way or the other. Yeah. So, because
I think Wonder Boy versus
Edwards.
Edwards is a very interesting fight.
Right. Do we think that this is common practice now? You think they're going to start? You know what I mean?
I not with the way the UFC runs things. Like, you don't fight, you don't won't fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, since you're talking about, you know, this might be a contract thing, some stuff came up about, you put up the thing about the contracts, them.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that was, but that was kind of interesting where they would say that they owned any...
The 360 deal.
Yeah, any business that... Any UFC fighter gets into,
they get a piece of.
The UFC gets a piece of.
They didn't really make any. I'll bet it's something like if you use the UFC in promoting your business, they have to get paid to use. Sort of like the Super Bowl. You can't, even in a commercial for the Super Bowl, can't say.
No, because the league is.
Watch the Super Bowl here. You have to say watch the big game.
Can't. No, I think it's more of like the league. NFL players regularly do not use, like, if you see a commercial with like Peyton Manning, he has a jersey on that might have the number 8, if that was his number,
right?
But it doesn't have
that's
the team,
color of his team,
or it doesn't. It might have the color, but it doesn't have.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't think they'll probably not be like, if you make a barbecue sauce, you can't say like UFC champion Dustin Poirier's barbecue sauce without paying them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
that's probably what it is.
Nah, I think, but isn't that factually correct though? If you're promoting, you know, like that's not. Yeah.
They can announce it.
The UFC is their, I guess, property. It's just similar to the way the Super Bowl is the property of the NFL. You can't use...
Right, but we're not saying that this is the UFC's barbecue sauce. What we're saying is I'm, in this case, Kamaru Usman, a UFC fighter promoting this.
World champion MMA fighter.
Right.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you can say that, but I think they can say they can say what you do. Like, you can say, you know, two-time...
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, NFL quarterback Peyton Manning. They can give you your title if you're a champ. I think it's just a little...
I don't know how that would hold up in court. If you're under contract
I'm sure you'd be on the UFC side.
If you're under contract with the UFC and then you start a side business, how can hold up in court?
It seems like it's a 360 deal.
Yeah, say if you start a... like, you out there mowing lawns.
Yeah,
and that's
they get a piece of every lawn you mow.
If you sign, if you sign the contract and you there's a provision in there where they get a piece of everything you do, and it's interesting.
There's more to it.
Who do they send, like Paulie Walnuts or something?
Who knows?
I would imagine there's more to it.
These areas, because it's interesting. I'll tell you why. Because like we were saying, 360 deal. That's a deal in like the music business.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you do, because the money from the sales started to change. So what the artists do is they pivot to touring, and that's how they get their money. So what the labels started to say is, well, we want a piece of that too. So then they sign you to this deal where they get a little bit of everything you do. I'm sure it's not 100%.
A little taste,
you know, they're vig. Yeah,
the wet the beak. That's all.
They get a little taste of everything you do. So, and then because I know someone who used to be on the Food Network, they did a similar thing after Emeril Lagasse, because Emeril Lagasse had done so many deals with so many other places. He had all these restaurants. The Food Network didn't get a piece of any of that. And he had all this like equipment. He was with All Clad. He was making his own toasters or what have you. And he had all these restaurants. So what they did because of that is they started to change their agreements with their on-air personalities and starting to cash in. And you started doing stuff like if you had Tim Carpenter's, you know, pots and pans, you'd sell them through the Food Network. Not that you would ever, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure
pots. Maybe pots.
Never know.
Maybe pots. Never
no pans.
Pants.
Never pants. No. So it was that kind of thing. And then the guy, when he was stepping in at that time, and they kind of, the big names, they had to negotiate with the big names on the network, but the little guys all had to sign off. So,
right. It's just interesting. You know, fighter pay isn't great for the most part, right? Like a guy who's on an undercard and he starts a side hustle while he's fighting for the UFC where he's, let's say he's mowing lawns to make ends. You're going to tell me the UFC is coming in to take a piece
think
of that? That?
I don't think that they are. I think there's more to it than that.
I think it's a percentage. It's like a small amount.
Yeah, right? I don't believe that's the case.
Yeah. I think Dana White's telling them, hey, now.
Yeah, I signed to a 3-fight contract. They're like, hey, man, how much did you make this year from your lawn mowing business?
Yeah, but let's be serious. Like, he's going to video himself with everything, the amount of content every person can create, right? Every fighter is their own content creator. So if he's filming his training, right. He's filming him. You know, some of them are so famous, they can just like, I'm going to go get ice cream.
You spin it on him. You'd be like, yo, yeah, this is my business partner, Dana White.
They're boom.
Right?
So wait, what if you get a job somewhere else? If you, let's say...
you go to work at Burger King.
Yeah, I get a job at Burger King. Mm. Does UFC get like part of the check from Burger King?
Yes.
Wow.
100%, son. That's they're all crazy. They get a piece of it, son. And they get your discount. So any UFC, Dana White comes into that Burger King, son.
You have to double dip because doesn't Burger King promote on the UFC?
Boom.
Yeah.
You see that? You see they get a discount.
Yeah, they still make chicken fries?
That's a good. I think they still do. I'm glad you brought that.
Oh.
Because I'm gonna say something. I swear to God, and it could have been a lucid dream of some sort, but I swear in the beginning, they called them cock fries at one time or another. I know. That's all you. That's all you said.
I don't think so.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe you wish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, you got me. You got me.
No, never heard him refer
to as fries, but that's fries.
Cock fries never.
But interesting. So, you know, we'll see. You know, they can put whatever they want in there, and then depending on what they can and can't, I'm sure they can't take part of your Burger King job, your normal job. I'm sure they're not going to be able to do one of those. So moving on with the UFC, let's talk about, you know, one of the big shows. We'll just skip. You want to talk about the Dos Anjos? It was a fight night. We'll just go right to
I don't remember what,
Sterling and O'Malley. Now
Luque
we all
knocked out Dos Anjos, right? Dos Anjos?
I have no idea.
I think he did it.
Who knocked him out?
Decision.
Decision. Same thing.
Yeah. No.
Who won what?
O'Malley.
No, we're talking about this one.
Luque beat Dos Anjos a couple weeks ago.
That's that. All right.
I didn't watch it.
UFC 292. Our predictions were, I had Sterling.
So did Marco, I.
Marco, you had Sterling.
Tim spun it on us.
Had Sterling and then switched to O'Malley, which is interesting because you've always kind of come at O'Malley's neck.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Not because you hate him, which I think you kind of do, but I think because you wanted him to be better.
I don't think you respect him.
Now I do.
Ever since.
Well, like, why? Why now?
You got to.
Ever since he beat Peter Yan.
Oh, yeah.
Or he won the decision against Peter Yan. I don't think he beat him, but he definitely won the decision in the judge's eyes.
Anyone else on that card before we go right to the top with that? Marlon Vera.
Yeah, I only watched that fight.
Her name?
Wei Li. She was. She won
the girl. That was a good fight.
That was a five.
Girl was doing an interesting choke on like every time Wei Li would get in for a takedown, she'd hit her with like a front rear naked.
And it was
super tight, like multiple times, but Wei Li was able to scramble out. It was just, it was a cool, it was almost like it was like over her shoulder in a weird position. It was cool, but didn't work.
Right. So, you know, Sterling and O'Malley, what Sterling do you think? When I said he knocked him out, what? It was just crazy to me. So I didn't think it was going to go that way.
I did, yeah.
Some people say it was early stoppage. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Nah,
I don't think
he got him.
I think he was not,
his face
he was moving.
He was moving, but his face was
He wasn't defending himself well.
Right.
Not intelligently. So.
His face was holding him up on the floor.
Like yeah, it's a good way to put it.
So what do you think was the first round like? Who would you give the first round to?
Pretty.
This was a...
Not a runaway on either side, right?
I probably would have given first to Sterling.
Sterling, yeah.
Okay.
Just because he kind of pushed him up on the fence a little bit. but didn't really do much else. And then I gave the second to O'Malley.
Obviously.
Do you think this is his Conor moment where he skyrockets and becomes the darling of the UFC and starts his own
I don't know, maybe he's gonna have a rainbow cocktail company.
I think he has a possibility.
He seems like actually a really smart businessman. He's got a lot of he's got like a dispensary or something. He's,
oh really? UFC's okay. His business partner on it.
Piece of
it. Yeah.
But I think it's tough because I think he's gonna have Merab next, and I think
Merab's a tough fight for anybody.
Yeah, and they're talking about Sterling going to 45.
So no rematch.
They're not talking about it.
Man, Why would you rematch?
Yeah. I mean, it's just it wasn't a close fight. when I was checking in, it was like they were talking about how important Sterling was, how great he is for him to be so, you know,
they do the same. It's weird the way they do it.
It is
the instant rematches, because when McGregor knocked out Aldo, Aldo was the best featherweight of all time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Lost one fight and he never got back to a title shot. Like it was like.
So how do we feel about
they
that?
They rode the McGregor train on that one.
You think that's what they did? They said this. We're gonna hook our, you know.
Also, McGregor went from that. He went right up to and won the 55 title. So he didn't stay at 45 and defend it. He just went right up to 55. Right.
And they went with him.
But I think O'Malley similar to McGregor, but I think Merab might be. Too tough of a fight for
right.
him.
Now, O'Malley was injured, right? If you recall, I don't know which one of you guys put up the video.
Yeah, he didn't grapple for 6 weeks, had a rib injury.
Yeah. His ribless was broken.
That's just insult to injury.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and he did he did that interview before the fight.
Yeah.
So they were like, we're not going to air this.
Right.
We're not going to air this.
But then it came out, which was super, super interesting that the way it turned out. So
I like what he said. He's like, I can't get taken down. It's not like I have to work myself up. If I get to, he's just like, I can't get taken down.
So what do we think about, does this start his reign?
It is like, the start of his reign.
Okay.
Possibly.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Merab fight is, have they announced that?
No, but Merab has been right behind, and after he beat Peter Yan, he's like.
He's refusing to fight Sterling.
Right. So Sterling will probably go to 45 now. Since they're not going to, I doubt they'll give him a rematch against O'Malley, and then they'll do Merab versus, because that cleans up a messy situation. If Sterling goes up, now Merab can fight for the title, or Cejudo can fight O'Malley, because Cejudo's been, you know, trying to get a fight in there.
Hey, princess.
Yeah. Either one of those fights is good. I think O'Malley beats Cejudo, and I think he loses to Merab.
Gotcha.
And I don't really know anybody else in the division.
Right.
Except for Peter Yan, but
so what about last night's fights, Timmy? What can you tell us about that?
I just watched the Zombie Holloway fight.
Okay, and, that was the main.
Zombie earned his nickname.
So that was a KO 23 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
What round did it happen?
Third round.
It was the first two were competitive. Like Zombie would land some shots. Holloway hurt him a couple times, and then in the third round, he just came out like swinging like crazy. Zombie did. Just like dropped his hands, was like swinging like he was trying to kill him, and then in the middle of it, he got knocked out.
Gotcha.
He spun around, landed on his face.
Yeah.
You think he knew that had he decided to retire prior, or do you think he decided?
I would assume he was like, "I'm gonna retire. Fuck it. I'm just gonna."
He was going. This was his last.
I'm either gonna knock this guy out or I'm gonna get knocked out.
Holloway's been around for a long time. It feels like
he's beaten every person in the division except for
Volkanovski.
Right.
And now that makes it like who I think. Volkanovski's going to try to fight, what's his name again?
Islam Makhachev?
Islam.
Really?
And then if Holloway fights anybody, he'll probably win like the vacant title. And then he'll have to fight, what's his name if he comes back?
Volkanovski.
Which will be a fourth fight.
Mm.
It'll be.
So he's lost him three times already.
Yeah.
Well,
last time, extremely decisive.
Is four fights, is it going to be worth the four? They'll just throw it on another fight?
Well, that's Manny Pacquiao.
Hey.
Sometimes, you know.
Yo, in other fight news, Fedor is calling out Mike Tyson for a boxing match. Yo, it's starting, fam. Everybody's seeing the paydays.
I
would definitely watch that.
Fuck.
You see?
Yes. But I don't
you
think,
see? I would buy that pay-per-view. I would not steal it. I would buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. So it's something we want to see.
I think Fedor would beat him.
Yeah, maybe not. I think it's good for both of them. I don't think Mike... Personally, I don't think Mike should do it, but
no, I don't. You know. And I don't think he will.
Yeah.
But it would be a great payday for them both, right? Yeah. They could get it promoted well. No, it'd be cool. And right.
And if they don't win properly, you know what I mean? But you know, that's all, well, like with each other, you know what I mean? Sometimes some of these fights, you know, seem like they, not the fix, but it seems like they're cooperating with each other to a certain degree. So who would you have? You got, you said Fedor? Marco.
I had to go. Fuck, I hate saying this, but yeah, Fedor.
I can't do it. Mike Tyson. Yeah. Even though
it's just, I also don't, like,
as of late, you know what I mean?
I don't see either of them winning. Like, I can't picture Tyson.
Double knockout?
Yeah. And I can't pick, but I also can't picture Fedor knocking out Tyson with boxing gloves on.
Hey, man.
But that's, I mean, I hope they do it.
The only thing is, Tyson is 50 some years old now.
How old is Fedor?
He's got to be 40.
He's 40 something.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. You want to go into the hospital warning of Lucy Ledby? Ledby, what's her name?
Lucy, you know, Ledby.
Ledby? What's
I
the
didn't
deal
know about this until
you
said
it. Who is this person, Mark? Yeah. Who is this person?
I thought you'd be on top, all on top of this.
She was a baby serial killer. She killed, she was
is that, that's uncommon, right? Or is that?
So that she would be classified as an angel of death serial killer.
Go on.
People that work in hospitals, doctors and nurses and stuff that kill people are considered called angels of death.
Okay.
But I don't think I've ever heard of a baby killing one. They usually kill like old people and stuff.
Put them out of their misery, kind of.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of how they justify it. Right. A lot of times they're just.
Apparently she wanted some attention from some doctor that was.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She wanted to, she would, I guess, kill the babies that the doctor was working on to get her to get.
Closer to him?
Closer to him. She was having an affair with him, I think.
Man, there's all kinds of crazy out there.
Fuck, dude. Can you imagine, like, those parents, No.
They were, and she had, some of the babies she tried to kill multiple times. Like, she would try to kill them and they would survive, and then she would, like, try again. She was, I think she was doing insulin injections.
Is that right?
That's a common way that people do it in the angel.
Is it hard to kind of find?
Especially if the person doesn't take insulin.
Okay.
So if the person does take insulin, you give them too much, it can kill them. But I think one of them, they found like the baby had a lot of insulin in its body. It was too much, and it was like synthetic insulin. But she would also do inject air bubbles into them. And
All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Marco, you put up the seven questions for champion wrestler Jordan Burroughs doing a thing at the Crop Center.
Yeah, well, since he's a local guy. And Camden is a local city and one of the most kind of, I guess, could be considered one of the most dangerous and one of the poorest cities.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about what he was doing there?
I think it's cool. I think sometimes.
So tell the people what he did.
I'd have read that 2 weeks ago. I don't remember what he did. It looks like he did like a youth grappling thing.
Right.
That's what it was. So, you know, I would. Being from Camden and wrestling and stuff like that, wrestling is undervalued in my community. So so it's real big of him to kind of like come out and show and hopefully the kids were receptive. But if you're not like they don't follow this sport. So if you're not if it's not basketball, football, some of the super popular stuff, they're not going to really know who you are. So but it seems like it was a great thing and what a chance. To be on the mat with a big name, to do
that, especially being from this area.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating thing. I think it's a, you know, hopefully he'll definitely get into heaven for that one. So who knows? Now, the break-in, the robbery of the jiu-jitsu champ.
Yeah,
who got robbed?
Josh Hinger.
Oh, okay. Was it a home invasion?
So he was a world
champ. Or was it a burglary?
I believe he was burgled.
Okay. Burgled?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Did it say what? Did they take his belts and stuff like that?
Or? Maybe some Naga swords.
I saw an Instagram post. He said he showed like a picture of his house.
And it was it's on this. It's all okay.
What's I didn't even see it.
So. Everything was like thrown about.
It looked like
tossed
stuff
about.
Was stolen. Yeah.
Like he said, he lost cash. I don't know if he lost medals.
They're not stealing that. Have you ever had to deal with something like that?
No,
ever been burgled?
Been burgled?
My car has multiple times.
Yes.
Is that considered a burglary? Being burgled?
Depending on where he is, yes. Yeah. If they go inside of it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went inside.
Once they go inside. I had an annoying one once.
You've been burgled?
My car was burgled.
Okay.
And it was annoying because it was just like, they just went in and took all the change. And I was like,
they didn't take any of the trash.
They didn't none of my trash. No, but the back was full of like tie pads, okay. Stuff like that. And they didn't take any of that. And then one time I had my car stolen and they took all my karate stuff. They took the Ninja Rob sword.
Fuck.
That I won at the, you know, the Cooper River UFC. That's gone. My size, my they butterfly size? Knife. The size, yeah. Everything I had. Everything I had in there was gone.
Yeah, the size, I believe the size is an underrated weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a very interesting one. It's
speaking
another
of weapons, I got a new one.
What'd you
what
get?
What was that?
You got a new weapon?
You got a new weapon.
This is like my dream weapon from when I was a child.
You got a switchblade.
What? Whoa,
like a legit real one.
It looks legit, like a legit real one. I actually have one at home. It's
really cool. I've
made in Germany. It belonged to my dad.
I always wanted one of these because it was like what all the bad guys had in the movies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much was it?
I don't remember. I got on Instagram.
You don't care.
The truth it was $30, $40
bucks.
Right. But it's nice, heavy. It's got nice action on it.
Look at you, bro. Just walking around.
Sharp, pretty sharp.
That's it. Passing it around.
Yeah.
Passing the switchblade around.
And this is the locking mechanism where it won't open?
Yeah.
Nice.
You which need I, should, for when I should use that more.
Which way do I hand this to you?
Just upside down.
Turn open it up. Towards open it up. Give it a...
Woo! How's that action, Marco?
Oh, man.
Nice. Crisp.
And which side robust. Do you push this on?
I think the...
Watch it because it's doubled at the top.
So. It's push from...
I don't really care.
Yeah, my dad... I have my father's old... old switchblade. Let me take a look at this weapon. And it's just pressed. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, that's serious, bro.
That's really nice, yeah.
When I was a kid, they used to sell the combs like
yes,
that.
Yes.
That's what we thought.
Would you retrofit it? Would you retrofit the comb?
I would just pretend the comb was a knife and play with
and
it.
And break it out?
Yeah.
Comb your hair?
Yeah, I lost. So as a kid, because I wanted to be a ninja, I had an old, what's that game? I think I talked about this before. You know the game with the little things that come in a case?
Jumanji.
Not that one. It was another one. It looked like a briefcase, and it had the little round pieces, and then I ripped all the inside out and started I put my survival knives, my Rambo knives inside of it.
No, I'm not sure what game you're talking about. Hook.
I'd always heard that.
It's a game. It was like a
blade's illegal.
Mahjong. I don't know. One of those games with dice and these little things.
Backgammon.
I'd always heard that they were illegal. Is that true?
What?
Switchblades.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm not an attorney. I can't answer that question. That way, none of us go to jail. So, nice, Timmy. Shanking motherfuckers out here.
Yeah, right. Did you have to break it out on anybody yet? You know?
Yeah, not yet.
You think somebody, that's not a knife.
I'm this going to the city tonight, though.
Didn't.
That actually was. I think that's what he pulled on Crocodile Dundee before he pulled out his.
Yes.
His Bowie knife.
Yeah. The classic. Anyway. Margo, for listening on Ozempic, it's a miracle drug, helping people out, losing weight. Turns out.
You're losing lean mass.
That's what it's. So it's cutting your mass in half.
Yeah, you're losing weight, but you're not losing the weight you want to lose.
You're getting more fatter. Somehow this is happening to me, and I'm not on Ozempic.
Like, you're becoming less lean.
Yes.
As you're losing weight, you're getting fatter, but getting lighter.
It's crazy what
losing muscle, gaining fat.
Yeah.
It's interesting what these drugs can do, like what they're and how they're just like, you know. There's millions of people on that shit right
now. Yeah. And they're losing weight. They're happy, but they're losing the good. They're losing the good stuff, not the bad stuff.
And in the report, they were doing like the body mass scans, right? Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I believe DEXA scans. I think is what's
Surprised that the FDA would.
What, you think the FDA
approve something that would
experimental?
Yeah, experimental and unproven and.
Potentially put it out,
very
Pfizer?
Unsafe.
You know? Is it Ozempic from
Pfizer? Surprised that the pharmaceutical industry would do something like that.
The best thing I've ever heard was a guy said, "All the stuff I put in my body myself, I don't care." Like he was like, "Whatever, let's just do one of those things." So, quick rest in peace, guys. We lost. You know what I mean? You know what it is? We've lost a few people. That I can't remember, but now you know.
Double B.
Too soon. You sent it, and I told my buddy's wife yesterday. And she's like, "Oh my God, no!" I was just like,
"Too soon,
too soon." No. Bob Barker,
99.
Listen, if you're listening to this, sorry, Bob Barker's gone, guy. 99 years old.
I think it is too soon. If you're 99, it sucks to die at 99.
Why would you? What do you?
Yeah.
What would you rather die?
100. At least 100. Then hit your birthday, get your cake, and then boom, keel over.
The right number. He didn't come in at the right.
Yeah.
I guess he had the under and not the O. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Boom. I should have thought about it a little bit.
The closest he got without going over.
Nice.
Yo, I'm going to hit the fucking stop button right now.
No, that's the best, yeah. The best thing Timmy's ever said right there. That's it. That's it. Yo, I do want to talk about, you know, he was about that, you know what I mean, running the.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, he got son,
me
twice.
Too'd, right? Did he get me too'd?
He didn't get me too'd. He was gone by the time. He didn't really get jammed. They quietly paid them,
oh,
them
really?
Ladies.
He was an Us Three guy.
Oh, son.
Whoa.
He was, yo, man, he was about them ladies, man. He was running down on the ladies at the work. Two of them.
The spokesmodels.
He was a, huh?
Spokesmodels?
Yeah, whatever they were. The girls that turning, you know, waving in front of the cars.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever they happened to do.
He caught two cases, man. But Bob shook that off. That never got in trouble for it, man. So he was about them, you know, about the ladies, man. He was out in them streets, fam, doing his thing. Can we talk about the what's going on with pickleball and BJJ fighters? What's going? But
no, no, just with the explosion of pickleball. Yeah. You know, they
I think pickleball wins, but that's
what's
a different
pickleball?
Thing. That's a good question. I've never played it. I don't.
Is that what they play in jail? Like prison?
That's handball.
No. No, that's very high. Out of all of us, you've been to jail the longest. I would figure you. That's what it was. Or, hey, pickle. So, no, pickleball seems like some form of tennis or racket.
It's a racket game, I believe, with a,
ping pong rules. What is it?
It's a racket game. It's not a string racket. So it looks like a ping pong racket. Like it's a paddle.
Like a paddle. Yeah.
And the ball doesn't have a lot of bounce to it. It might even be like a harder ball.
So you really got to whack it.
Got to whack the pickle.
Yeah. Whack the pickle. So I heard of pickleball, maybe was it 5 or 6 years ago now?
Probably, yeah.
And they were redoing a lot of the tennis courts locally. We're getting turned into pickleball
they're
courts.
They're opening up a big pickleball facility in Morristown. Yeah. Like,
they're saying now that, so before it was mostly older people doing it. But now there's a bunch of younger people getting into pickleball. I guess they're going to start turning into a serious sport.
So it's overtaking BJJ as the fastest growing sport?
No, I think they're just trying to see how, you know, how can the jiu-jitsu as a community do what pickleball is doing.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I don't think.
And what is pickleball doing?
Becoming the number one sport for
it's growing and growing.
Practitioners.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yo, you go out to like certain suburbs, like, you know, where Polar is. Shout out to Rich Polar, best trainer around. In Voorhees, they took all those tennis courts, bro. Bang. Turned them right into pickleball courts. And I heard, you know, you can't mess around. It was all senior citizens mostly doing it in the beginning. Older people. Now it's a lot of young people. The youths.
Yeah.
The youths are getting involved. So we'll see. Hopefully there will be no fighting. But it'll be interesting. I think it's going to win. Because it's just more inclusive.
Yeah.
You're going to have all your older clients and everybody. Actually, there's actually been an uptick in injuries. Certain types of injuries
pickleball related.
Yes, in a certain demography of people, some of the older generation.
What have they been hurting?
That kind of the knees,
the hip,
ankles, the hips. People falling, shattering, twisting,
not getting up,
shit like that. No, man, that was a good one. This is our baseball for that one. So, tell us from the bio, Marco.
Yes, sir.
You put up something about
I put it up
the lemon juice.
Well, I put it up for you.
Oh, okay. Yo, life saving, son. So Marco and I in the bayou a couple weeks ago.
So we have a guy that we just look at him and like
he's just rude. He's just a rude guy.
Just go. You should keel over.
Which guy?
Yeah. Doesn't matter who
one
it
of
is.
Those guys.
One of those guys.
One of the older guys.
One of the older guys. He's just. It's got a nasty affect to him.
Yeah,
he's very, not nice like the other older guys.
No. Those
right?
guys love
and,
us.
And every once in a while, I'm like, oh, is this guy gonna die already?
Yeah.
Well,
looks like he was dying, fam. Your man looked like he was out of there. And Marco and I are looking over. And even though we, like, this guy, I was like, oh, man, I hope he doesn't go.
Yeah, so you hope somebody dies, but you don't want to be there when it happens.
Yeah.
Yo, so the other guys are surrounding him. A man that was out and, you know, took shotgun shells and shit like that. The guy who climbed Everest and all. They were all around him. Just like fanning them and shit like that. And then all of a sudden, man.
This is out of the sauna?
Yeah, right by the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, man, he looks like he's gone. I mean, he's like this.
Yo, I turned to him, I go, somebody needs to call an ambulance.
Yo, they just take a lemon, son, and squeeze it all over you, man. That's it, man. Old Russian, you know what I mean? Technique, son.
And it fixed him?
Yo, son, he came back. I see him just as rude as he wants to be, walking right by me into the banya, doing his thing.
They didn't squirt it in his mouth. They just squirted it all over his face and his chest.
He's like a seafood platter.
Yeah. Just like that. Like you're doing a shrimp or anything, just all over it, man.
Damn.
A little bit of flash dance, too. Like, oh, like he was just like, he looked like he was going, too. I thought he was at least stroking out. Nah, man, I've never seen it, right? Even though the other night I thought I was having a stroke,
maybe
clearly.
Maybe you should try it.
Nah.
Keep lemons on hand.
I'm going to keep lemons, just put them in my face.
Yeah, you think son. Like the lemon, that little green one you get at the supermarket yes. that's in
that's
the bottle?
That's called a lime.
No.
No, the one in the bottle. The
juice. That's lime juice. The green one is lime juice.
That's a right. yellow top. So, but yo, brought your man back. Mark yeah. was like, did he make it? I was like, yes, he did. He's walking right past me. So, the other, speaking of Tales from the Bunny, yeah. I'm there the other day. Do no normal run, you're there, boom, you leave, I do a couple things, I come out, you know, it's quite, I give him my key, he says, okay, you owe $16. I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, what? And this is, you got Alex, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is it, this is how they're going to, you know, get me out of here, I'm too comfy right, cozy, right. which I'm never too comfy right, cozy. Right, right. And I'm like, what the hell? And I said, listen, man, I don't want any problems, but I didn't buy anything. And then our guy comes out, Sucre, no, you no eat, no food, like that, like Cookie Monster, you know what I'm saying? And then the lady, Broomhilda, she comes out, and I'm like, hey, I didn't buy anything. That's not me. And she's like, yes, I know. I know you didn't know. I said, but come on. I said, Alex, we're going to be good? He's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry. They fucked this up. Don't worry about it. You know, he gets incensed
right.
and stuff like that. But it was just like, oh, shit. So I don't know what's going to happen next time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'm going to be out of there. But it was an interesting thing. So
what did you not get anyway for $16?
Yeah, I have no idea what it was. I don't know what it was because I was so just like
$16.91,
something like that. Yeah, and it was just like I was like no, and then you know luckily people came and said no, I didn't eat anything because you know it was her fault. Whoever walked up and said
their number,
whatever right. she thought the number was,
that's happened to me before.
Has okay. it really?
Yeah,
yeah, but that's you.
how did it work out for you?
Same thing.
You paid.
I was like no, I didn't get anything, and he was just like okay.
Yeah, but this one they checked, but I made sure I was like no. You know, I said, I was like, I'm not going to go anywhere until we, you know what I mean?
They laugh when I leave.
Yeah.
Because I never, they're like, it's almost like, why do we bother to check?
Yeah, I don't know why, because I don't get anything. Yeah,
I bring my own lock, so I just walk in and out. I don't.
Right.
I don't
oh, that's why. Yeah, I've eaten there maybe once or twice, and it's just not, I'm just not going to do it. It just wasn't very
good.
It's
not worth the $16.
For me, it wasn't.
And also, I'm not, you know, I bring my own water.
One of these days, I'll get a garbage plate. But garbage
salad.
Garbage salad. So, yo, check this out. I'm at the flea market the other day. And flea market
for anything in particular? Or just
nah. So, my buddy's selling comic books there. So, I actually went there to run into him.
Okay.
So, he's not there. I'm trouncing around. It's just a reason to get up early and go somewhere. And so there's some guy selling stuff. And it's interesting. Someone's asking him a question. As he's selling, he's also rolling a blunt. So it's really interesting to see how weed is so prevalent now that it's legal and recreational. And he's like, she's like, hey, how much is this toaster? He's like, huh? He's just doing the whole thing. He's like, okay. Oh, yeah, that's $8. And I'm like, damn, I'm no shame in his game. You know, I thought that was
and that's fine. Like, you can, he could just yeah. sit there and yes. smoke it outside?
Yes, I know a guy who had the medical before. And actually, they called him. He had a mechanic shop. And someone had smelled it, and his shop was right near the police department. And they came over to talk to him, and he produced paperwork. Now, with the recreational stuff, they can't do anything. Okay. People could call, but nothing can happen. So I like going to flea markets. They're very strange places.
I love flea markets.
I've seen guys like this poor lady reached and grabbed something and asked a question. This dude called her 50 fucking cunts, and it was just like, whoa. So I don't touch anything. When I'm in there, I put my hands behind my back.
I don't like the professional flea market person.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And you know, I know when they're bullshitting because if anyone knows what this is, like if I was like, hey, is this ring gold? Yeah, I don't know. That's a fucking lie.
Right.
Those people, the professionals, definitely know what it is. So, I'm just walking around. I've seen all kinds of shit. I've seen poster, like slave auction posters for sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen. Wow.
Where's this?
To auction in Jersey. I've seen all kinds of stuff for sale. I've heard the most interesting conversations. Just people just baddie. There's a lot of like Trump vendors now. A lot of like
Where is this now?
This is in Columbus. Columbus. You got an inside line on that, son. You could get whatever Trump merch you want. But so as I'm walking, I see a gentleman pulling a wagon. I don't think anything of it.
Like a red flyer?
No, it was one of the newer ones, like the beach ones where they fold in and out and shit like that. But it had the cover. And as I'm walking towards him and he's pulling, someone says, just skunks, right? And he's like, yeah. And as I'm walking by, yo, this fucking guy had 8 skunks in this fucking wagon.
Like, they were alive, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're just, like...
You can get them descented, and they're, like, cute little pets.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey, man. Listen, I guess that's what... Well, how do you...
One of my teachers...
Do you buy it descented? Do you capture it? Then
I think if you have one as a pet, you get it the... They take the glands out that make the stink.
Yeah. Yo, my man had eight of them.
One of my teachers had it.
Marco, like, they were in there... I was not... I was just like... I loved it, and just, I was like, this fucking place. It's fucking fascinating, man.
Yeah, you said a teacher of yours had a skunk?
Had one, yeah.
Really?
I forget what her name was.
It's a docile animal?
They say they're like really cute little like house pets. Mm-hmm. Like I think it's like a bunny.
I used to have a student that had a pot-bellied pig or some sort of pig.
Pigs are like dogs. Like they're
supposed to be really smart, too.
Yeah, smarter than dogs, I think.
I was at an aquarium in North Jersey yesterday with my cousin and the kids and stuff, and I saw a sloth. His name was Flash. I thought that was funny.
Water?
No, they had a sloth enclosure.
So they have algae growing on him?
Not quite.
Sometimes,
but
they
needs
do.
Humidity. He needs to be dark. And they had to like bait him. Like he loves sweet potatoes. My man Flash. They got him to come out a little bit of it. His name was Flash. That's cool. Yeah, we saw a snake and then a couple otters. Otters straight smell like ocean shit. I'm not sure if I know exactly what that means, but I was like, nah, man. I had to step out. I was like, no, they can feed these goofy otters all they want. So it was an interesting thing. Pets and such. Any tales from the bond with you, Timmy?
Nope.
Yo, how's your electrical situation at the crib, man? I know you lost power a while ago.
Back. We're good. We got power. We got refrigeration. Nice. Air conditioning, everything. It's good.
Yeah. And how's the water situation? Everything? We're back.
Water's back on, too. Gotcha. Yeah, we have water. We have
man,
all the...
You got your light shut off and your water shut off?
The power in the whole town went off.
Oh, is that right?
The water in my house got shut off because... the card expired.
So you didn't pay the bill?
Yeah, we didn't pay the bill. It sucks, too, because, like, you pay the bill immediately. You got to wait 24 hours to get your water back.
Yeah. It's funny how they can come in and shut your shit off and not let you know. You figure it out. But in order for them to bring it, turn it back on, you have to be there.
Yes.
You got to do this. You got to do that.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
wow.
I looked up. I have a thing. It's like, I forget what it's called. But it's like a little wrench that you can turn on any. It's supposed to be like you can turn on any water system.
Right.
And now I know where the thing is. I just need a thing to open up.
You need another wrench to open
another
that.
Sort of wrench to open up the thing. So next time they shut it off, I'll be able to turn it back on myself.
Well, you'll be paying. You plan on paying.
I plan on it.
Okay. Nice.
I planned on paying this one too, but it didn't.
Yeah, how'd that plan work?
Yeah. Any competitions this week for any of the guys? I know, pretty much end of the summer. Timmy, any of your guys fighting?
Last week we had
you guys
couple guys
it,
went
right?
to the good fight.
Okay.
Took the team title home.
Nice.
Couple
with
kids, couple of two adults, and then I think three kids.
Wait, so with kids. Two adults, you guys won the team title?
Yeah, I think they combined kids and adults for the team.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
So, and the good news is it qualifies us as a school to go to the Good Fight World Championships.
Fuck.
And then we can all compete for free.
Awesome, really? Man. Congratulations. I bet it sounds like you're super excited about that.
Yeah. Nice. I was very happy. I wasn't there, but it was...
Oh, no.
It was cool for...
What were you busy doing?
Teaching.
Yeah.
And then I had a guy compete yesterday at finishers, but he lost. And I don't know too much about it yet, so...
Gotcha. You'll fill you in. Marco, anybody competing?
Nah. I think we have some people maybe in the next coming weeks, but nothing...
Gotcha.
Grappling Industries?
I believe so, yeah.
Any questions?
No, but...
What do we have a question from before?
Tim's got the 20-year-old son.
Yeah, remember?
Hey, what's up with what? Did,
there's the same guy.
Is that?
Remember?
Yeah. Do you want me to read this?
Yeah, you
want
read
to,
it.
All right. So this came to Tim. You want me to read the guy's name?
Nah.
All right. Hello, I have a 20-year-old son at 145 pounds, filled with piss and vinegar, looking to make anyone you got and got at even up a weight class cry for their mommy. Zero sparring. Other than HS wrestling, any takers, and like a laughing, smiling, crying emoji.
So you've communicated with this person before, right? This is from the...
And this guy apparently is president of some sort of classic motor cars company.
Yeah, I messaged him back, and I said, you have that there?
Yeah, does your son want to fight someone, grapple, or is this your extremely cringy way of asking for information on classes? So how did this play out?
He never responded.
That's it?
That's it.
So wait, you communicated with him before?
Yeah, a couple months ago. He's like, I got two kids that want to
fuck come in up or some shit like
beat
that.
Up your guys, and I was like,
man, this guy either his business is really slow or he's really bored. Yeah,
I don't get it, but it's a very weird way
to approach
if he's like saying his kids want to train, which they're 20-year-olds, they should be able to like.
Do it on their own?
That's what I'm going to send them next.
Yeah. Like, are there any...
Your kids are adults. Why don't they come in on their own?
There's other schools in your area. Have you reached out to any of those guys? Maybe this dude's... like, maybe this is just bullshit. Like, they're fucking around? Like, is this...
No, the guy has, like, a legitimate email. Like, is
yeah, from I'm sure. But they could be using his stuff just to fuck around with you? Yeah, or no? So. You don't think so?
No.
So, how does it make you... I mean, it's... I commend you, right?
I just don't understand what he wants. Like, is he trying to be funny? Like, hey, my son wants to start training, but he's trying to... be like
right he's trying to be your buddy about it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Which isn't the you don't come up to somebody and say like my son wants to fuck you up like as a in a friendly way,
right?
You know,
how would you recommend people reach out to schools to find out information?
Put your email on the website and your and your phone number and we'll contact you.
Gotcha.
Usually, the best way to do it.
Right.
Nice. Hey, if you have a question, email it. But
yeah,
it's a very interesting approach.
The normal human way, I would recommend.
Right. Because I felt like before, they were kids before.
They were like college kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pardon me. Gotcha.
Wrestlers.
Marco, any questions?
But I wanted to talk about...
Please.
The, you know, Robert Diggle?
Mm-hmm.
He was on a podcast. Tell me who
Robert Diggle
is?
He's a Enzo Gracie Association black belt.
Was part of, I guess, the Death Squad.
Or he just trained at
Donner's. They trained at the Blue Basement.
Because from what I understand, there's only like three people that were on the Death Squad.
Well, right. That's an interesting way he does that, just right. Because
it was Eddie Cummings, Gary Tonin, and Gordon
Ryan. Most successful guys. Yeah. And everyone else is a junior. Because Craig Jones has been running, is saying that it's a lot of game he runs, mm-hmm. Donner, so that it's...
these guys stay undefeated.
Stay undefeated, or you're a junior when you don't succeed.
Okay,
right.
Understand.
And then
understand.
You're a part of the team
gotcha.
When you win.
It's a spin. Like, yeah, I got you. Nice.
Like, is Bodoni part of the Death Squad now?
I mean, the guy won ADCC, right? What
happens if you lose? Do you get back down to junior and then go back?
That's a good question.
Like, because Gordon Ryan is lost and he's still in the Death Squad.
So once you're Death Squad, you're Death Squad.
So this guy Diggle is on a podcast with Ethan Krellestein, who's a pretty famous like no-gi grappler.
Another guy that trained there.
What's that?
Another guy that trained there.
I don't know who the little guy is. That was on the podcast, and Nicky Rod, mm-hmm. another guy that
was
trained.
Was it Damian Anderson?
Damian Anderson. That's it. Yeah. So I think all kind of. I don't know if they all went to Puerto Rico together, but they started talking about how John Donaher sounds like a giant asshole when he teaches. Now I've heard this before that he will smack his partner in the face when the partner doesn't react or do what he's expected to do.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm sorry.
I've never.
You understand what you're saying to smack somebody?
Smacking or getting smacked?
I understand when you're teaching someone and your uke does things wrong, it really fucks up the whole flow of the instruction. So I understand wanting to do that, but I've never done it.
So what about, do you understand getting smacked?
No. And I've heard the guy Plaxido, the guy that's in all his videos, people have asked him about that. But like, I've heard John is like kind of like abusive when he uses you as an uke. He's like, no, well, he's like, he will definitely physically correct you if you're, if you're not doing something right. He'll,
sounds like a little
and you can see,
right
you can yeah. see in the, sometimes when he's teaching, the uke will do something wrong and he'll like grab their gi or grab their rash guard and just like yank it to put their arm in the right position or something. So I definitely believe that he would smack people and shit.
Yeah, according to these guys, it was not uncommon for it to happen.
I listened to a really good podcast with Gunnar Nelson and Craig Jones.
I saw a clip of
where he talks about
the catch wrestler.
Yes, doing,
yeah,
that was great.
That was fucking amazing.
So fill the people in. What was said?
Go ahead, Tim. Tell him.
Gunnar Nelson was telling a story about training with Donaher years ago before he was like real big, and he said a guy came in to do a private with Donaher, and he said Donaher was trying to teach him stuff, and the whole time the guy was just like, let's just roll. So the guy's getting like real physical and like pulling on Donaher's neck and like doing all kinds of like catch wrestling shit. And then Danaher gets him in an armbar and snaps his arm in half. And then just gets it. Like he says, he just breaks his arm, does a backwards roll, gets up, and walks into his office. And like, that was it. And the guy, he said the guy's like screaming on the ground, like they had to take him out, send him to the hospital. And then he walks in like 15 minutes later. And
Gunnar Nelson knocks on his door.
And he says, "Hey, what's up, buddy?" Like, just like
as if it
a psychopath.
Yeah.
That was a great story.
Is this what it takes to be a great instructor and to instruct the top of the food chain?
I think maybe for John Danaher, it's what it takes.
I think it's just in general, people that are like so sort of focused on one thing, like to a what most people would consider a crazy degree, are kind of crazy, and they. You know, he spends all of his time in a gym in a certain environment. You kind of lose the normal social norms that exist outside of the mat. Like, I can see how that can happen when you're. I've noticed sometimes when you're in a gym all the time, you talk very freely about things, and you might start talking very freely like you would to your friends in the gym on the mat out in public, and it's a little bit.
But you're not. So he's not smacking a waiter that doesn't bring him lemons. Like that's like water.
No, but I was curious about that, right? Because as much as a lot of people will put up with that to learn from somebody that they consider to be maybe the only guy that could get them good, there's plenty of motherfuckers that'll be. But you fucking do that, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Yeah, I don't think he probably wouldn't use those Azukis.
Yeah, maybe. You know. But apparently,
or he wouldn't do that with
it.
That.
Probably only works on people that are.
I think
like
he was doing
committed.
So this is Reddit, so take it with a grain of salt, but I was searching it out to see if I could find any talk of somebody standing up to him, and apparently he was showing some takedowns and using a wrestler to do it and smacked the wrestler, and the wrestler said to him, if you ever fucking do that again, we're going to have a major, like, stood up for himself, unlike these other basically assholes that just allow this guy to be a dick to them. Like, that's fucking great that he's might have the greatest. Number one, I don't believe he's the greatest instructor in the world, right? Because there's an argument that his teaching methodology is broken. It's not the correct methodology. I believe that he might have some of the best content, right? Some of the best techniques, but his teaching style might not be the greatest. And fuck, I don't. You're not fucking smacking me. Fuck that.
What's the argument?
Well,
that
was there a time in your life where you're
the best? Grappling.
One. He's got the one best guy.
He's got him, Marigali, but he's got several world champion grapplers, guys that have come to him, and he's made them world champions. So what?
Marigali was already a gi world champion, hasn't made him a no gi world champion yet.
Not quite yet.
But no. He's not on his way.
Right.
He's beaten other no gi world champions.
But he's technically not a world
not
champion.
Yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
1 year.
Not yet.
He's only been training 1 year.
Not yet.
So is this what it takes? What do you? So the answer to you, Mark, is no.
Not a world champion.
Yeah,
Eddie
but,
Cummings,
but one of
not
the best,
a world champion.
One of the best. One of the guys.
Most exciting, that, for sure.
So who's better? Who's got a better teething methodology?
I don't know.
Okay, there we go.
Right. So, you agree with this?
What?
You think he
think he's the best teacher in the world?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the evidence points to him being the best. He's got the best guy.
No. The evidence points that he's found the right students that mesh well with his teaching style.
You could say that about anybody. Any coach over time.
You can't say that about
anybody. Yeah, you can.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
How many world champions have you produced? Can't say it about you.
One.
Who?
Tim D'Angelo.
At black belt level?
Blue belt world champion.
Oh, great. Amazing. So you can't say that about everybody. So how many ADCC champs have you produced?
Zero.
Okay.
No, you can't say that about anybody that has a world champion. You can say, they just found the right athlete. He's got...
I didn't
GSP,
say no.
Chris
Weidman,
Gordon Ryan.
You're making it way simpler. It's not he didn't find the right athlete. They meshed well together, right? That's a big difference in saying he found the right athlete. Like what he was putting out, he was.
So who's better?
I don't know.
Who's doing it better?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you think he's the best?
Right now, yes.
No, he's not.
Okay. Who's better?
Everybody else.
It's not an uncommon thing. Like I've seen things in karate where karate instructors will check you or do tests. I mean, hit you. It's likely, but I don't think it's acceptable. You know what I mean? I don't think
not
especially if
especially
I'm
not
paying.
Now. Not
well, where I am in my yes today's you know, yeah. I don't think some people can take it, but I don't think it's necessarily acceptable.
And a lot of guys went there with the hopes that they would be world champions and didn't work out for them and left, and they're not because they didn't want to get smacked, and they'd rather be somewhere else. Mm.
But what if it? What if that's what it takes? You got to get your ass kicked in order to be
with him. You know, that's what it takes.
Gotcha. Yeah, it'd be cool that he smacks, you know, like, yeah, he smacks the waiter who didn't bring him limes. It's like, what the fuck? So, Timmy, what's for dinner?
I'm going to go to Barcelona.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Nice. Oh, wait, is it a special occasion or
nothing? Nah, okay. I mean, nothing really special. My wife's sent off her manuscript for her latest book.
Oh, so it's a little celebration.
A little celebration.
Nice. Yeah. That's what's up. Taking a switchblade with you? Don't answer that question. Of course. Okay, or answer the question.
I'm gonna be strapped.
Packing.
Yeah. Marco, anything for dinner before we get into
pizza? Corner?
Son.
What kind of pizza?
Maybe Wawa pizza.
No, yeah, not for dinner. That's a snack. Wawa pizza is a snack.
Okay, I don't know.
Do we have a question?
Yes, we have Stephen Plyler. This is from August 20th. Sorry that we didn't have an episode last week. Who are your all-time favorite takedown artists in jiu-jitsu? Tim Carpenter.
In jiu-jitsu?
Yeah.
Man, that's a tough one.
There you go.
I like Gordon Ryan's style of hand fighting and foot sweeps. So I'll put him at the top because I'm not really into jiu-jitsu for the takedowns.
Right.
You know,
I always felt like jiu-jitsu doesn't have adequate takedowns, but at least, you know, the judgment from before kind of kept it. But I'm sure there's guys out there that are great at it.
Outside of jiu-jitsu, I like Adam Satiev.
You like Adam?
Adam.
You don't like his older, more successful brother?
Yeah, well, I there was a guy that wrote a thing about, he did a whole breakdown of Adam Satiev's style. And they're very similar. Like, they use a lot of the same stuff. But he was saying there's an argument that Adam Satiev is actually the better one, but he wrestled up a weight class because
his brother was
in there. So he was wrestling guys.
His brother Buvaizar won.
Where are these people from?
Dagestan.
Okay. Buvaizar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Competed in four different Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Adam. Uh-huh.
How old are these
guys?
Didn't
he win four?
He won three.
Okay.
And lost to an American.
Adam was an Olympic champ.
Yeah.
And he competed.
Some people argue that Adam's brother, Buvaizar, is the greatest freestyle wrestler of all time.
And how old are these guys? Because I'm
now they're
four.
Like 50. Okay, so, gotcha. Yeah.
But they're amazing to watch. You can watch. There's a video of Adam Satiev training. I think there's one of Buvaizar too. But it's like just one after the other, just like incredible, like slick leg trips, foot sweeps. All kinds of weird scrambles.
Yeah, and they say that the Russians, you know, since they emphasize so much more on technique, that you can get a guy that goes to four Olympics over a 16, you know, it's basically a 12-year span based upon, or, you know, 16, mm-hmm. however,
so
however
what's,
the math
what's
works.
Yours? Your jiu-jitsu takedownist.
I think overall, gi, no gi, probably be Marcelo.
Mm. Mm.
Right? His arm drag and getting to the back. I was thinking maybe Rodolfo, because Rodolfo had that.
I thought that too.
Yeah. And Salo back in the day, man, when he would get the right guy, he would fucking mush them.
Nice.
And take them down hard. But he wasn't that. His takedowns were really good, but he didn't fire them off against everybody.
I think Jacare might have been the most exciting guy on the feet.
Yeah, Jacare was another one. Yeah, he especially. Was somebody. Yeah, but I think Marcelo, just because of where it put him too. A lot of his takedowns put him.
I thought that initially, even, you know, obviously you guys are the, you know, subject matters on all things jiu-jitsu, especially in this podcast. But I thought Marcelo right away, and I was just, you know, I felt like when I have an opinion on the jits, sometimes I feel it's like it's dated because I'm not following it with the same vigor that you guys are.
So right now, I mean, who would be?
Because it's always, now it seems like everyone just sits down and then, you know, everyone pulls guard and stuff.
But there's
like
also
that.
Like a, as they would say, a meta of wrestling, and there's the wrestle ups and that kind of thing. Okay. So, but second part of Plyler's question. Sorry, my phone's on.
No problem. No problemo. Just play your demo.
Also, if you were stranded on a deserted island with only one musical artist
Oh, nice.
Or group's entire catalog, who would it be?
Oh, that's a serious.
That's easy.
I need a time with this. What did you say?
Yeah, I have a good.
Danzig.
Nah. Okay. I'd have the roots.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll agree with you on that one.
And
because the breath of like it has
so
it
their catalog,
everything.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I'm listening to live music,
mm-hmm.
and just like, hey, play this.
Yeah.
Play that.
Fire. That's a good one. That's a good one. I didn't give it. You know, I would have had to sit with it, but that's a. Because they cover it. For me, they tick all the boxes.
Yeah.
So as we're talking about the roots real quick, let's talk about 50 years of hip-hop. Timmy, reflect on 50 years of hip-hop. Thank you.
It was
Marco.
A good one.
Marco. Hip-hop turned 50. It was actually, I believe, the actual birthday was last
Friday. I'm curious how hip-hop's hip is.
That's the thing. It's probably bad. Like mine. It's 50 years old. Some of them are good. But they had a giant concert. There was a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of... stuff, you know, a lot of interviews are being had, you know, a lot of the guys that are still here, some of the new people, a lot of journalists writing new books, bringing out information from different artists and stuff like that. I was listening to something yesterday about, they were talking about Biggie, so super interesting. But Mark, what do you think about,
I mean, for me, it's the
50 year fad.
Yeah, well, that's how it came out, right? It's my preferred. If I had to pick one genre of music,
of course,
it would definitely be hip-hop. And I grew up at a time where it wasn't starting, mm-hmm. right? Because it had started prior to that, but it had become part of, it was cracking into the mainstream.
It was you were in the
Run
it's
DMC.
Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pivotal point.
For sure, right? Being in high school when the Beastie Boys came out and you would hear stories and, you know, you're passing tapes around. And,
right.
You know, if you wanted, you were recording songs off the radio.
You had to. Yeah. That's how you had to do it. And like you said, passing tapes around.
And music videos, if you wanted to see any rap music videos or hip-hop music videos, you had to wait for UMTV Raps
to
come on. Yeah.
You had to. And UMTV Raps was 30 minutes long.
Yep.
And usually it was the same time, like 4:30.
Something like that, yeah.
But just to get a glimpse of it sometimes, if you were an MTV kid, which I'm kind of an MTV kid, like you'd have to wait. You know, you'd have to see 1,000 videos. You know, that's why I'm versed on like, you know, Flock of Seagulls, Duran,
Eurythmics,
you know, anyone who was, you know, maybe, you know, definitely Michael Jackson,
pop, synth,
all of that stuff that was there. You know, I mean, that's how I saw, you know, Aha, waiting for a rap video to come on. So it was a really interesting thing. But it's an interesting thing that it's 50 now, and that so many people have gotten a chance to enjoy it. It's one of the most dominating music genres in the world.
Yeah,
the roots are the best.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the best, but it would be great to, because
if I was stuck on an island, right? I would want.
They tick all the boxes for people that
they're artists
that love hippity hip hop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
you know,
words,
they play instruments.
Play instruments, words, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know you fancy yourself from time to time. You listen to certain things. I know you're a little Wayne guy. You work with
you're
Wayne.
A Wheezy guy?
Yeah. Wheezy, you know what's funny?
I hated him.
And I was like, until one of the, like the Carter 3 or 2, whatever it was. And I was like, all right, this kid is fire. So it was one of those things. But
peace.